Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight is sort of the final night where you can really have great hope and optimism, right? You haven't played a single minute of a regular season game.
The Stanley Cup could be yours.
Could be yours. Swayman could be great. McAvoy could be back and healthy. Pastrnak could be the great. And then we start to have information after tonight, because then they play again tomorrow night in Boston, a back-to-back. How are we feeling about the Boston Bruins? Because I put my poll out today on Twitter. At Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons, and it was the exact same poll, basically, I used yesterday for the Patriots. Do you expect the Patriots to be a playoff team? 80% of fans now expect the Patriots to be a playoff team 5 games into the season.
Wow.
So I posed the same question to Bruins fans before the season has even started, and I said, do you believe that, I changed it a little bit, I didn't say expect, I said believe that the Boston Bruins are a playoff team, and 77% made Dan Ball proud, because Dan Ball is a bit of a hater for the Bruins. We'll get to that in a minute. 77% of Bruins fans said they do not believe that the Bruins are a playoff team. They'll miss the playoffs yet again. They won't do one of those sneak in as an eight and make a run or whatever you were hoping for, Fitzy. Do any of us believe that the Bruins are a playoff team?
Nope. I hate to say it. Nope.
Ted?
I would say no. There's just too many questions, particularly at the forward position. There's a lot of new guys, a lot of young guys. They're kind of, it's a little bit of a youth movement at the forward position. And other than the top line, there's a lot of question marks, right? And so you don't know, is McAvoy and Lindholm, are they going to come back from their injuries and pick up where they left off? But really, Charlie McAvoy needs to play better than he's been playing, even when he was healthy. I'm sorry. He just, to me, he's been underperforming back there for a while. So, you know, the power play was terrible. Can the power play be a weapon for them this year? There's just too many questions, too many unknowns with too many new guys at the forward position. And, you know, even though Swayman had a really good preseason, are you going to get the Jeremy Swayman that you had from 2 years ago when he was standing on his head? So I think there's just way too many question marks. Heck, they don't even have a captain. So they're uncertain about even who to name captain. So way too many question marks. The new coach, new culture, new identity, tons of new players, guys coming back from injuries that you're not sure, are they going to pick up where they left off? So how can you, with any confidence, feel like this team is going to be a playoff team?
Yeah, we don't know what kind of coach he's going to be either. I mean, first-hand accounts have sort of been like, oh, it's kind of like nicer, not going to be a mean or a tough locker room. And just coursing over the Bruins roster, I'll be the first to admit, even I, half the names on the roster are like, he plays for the Bruins?
Oh, very common. You don't even know.
Yeah, no. Honestly, half the roster.
They put out the release, I believe, on Twitter like maybe a week ago, a little less than a week, what the regular season roster would be, and who was in most of the replies. And I'm talking about like Mike Giardi. He's our guy. We'll talk to him every Friday about the Patriots. He covered every Bruins playoff run forever at NECN and NBC Sports Boston. He's a hockey guy.
He loves hockey.
He was like, who are these guys out there?
Yeah.
And that's the reality. Now, that doesn't mean they stink, right?
No.
Just because we don't know them, they could come together. And, you know, if Swayman plays well and some of the tent pole guys, they have guys at all three levels. You have a goalie that should be great, right? You should have an all-star goalie. You should have an all-star defenseman and an all-star scorer, right? Mm-hmm. So you kind of got the tent poles to hold up the canvas above you.
That's just your power hitter, starter, reliever thing that you need. That's your coach, quarterback, and wide receiver combo.
But what else you got?
Well, you've got a Hoots Nadinov, of course, as always. Huh.
Did you hear how Adam Jones said that, Dan Ball?
No, how bad was it?
It was bad.
Oh, boy.
He needs you to put it in his show rundown doc for the pronunciation.
Is it Yokiharu?
Yes. Yeah.
How about look at that.
Do we drink every time tonight we're watching the game and they say, and the puck moves to Yokiharu? Never heard of him. Drink. Every time it goes to somebody you're not familiar with, you have to take a swig.
If you want to wake up before noon tomorrow, I wouldn't recommend it.
Talk about a face only a hockey mom could love, too. Holy Yokiharu. Jeez. But I personally am excited about the return of the hamper. We got next to nothing from him all last year.
That's captain to you.
That's tri-captain.
Well, yeah.
There's alt-captain. Three of them, alt-cap, right?
Three
alternate captains.
It's McAvoy, it's Pasta, and it's Hampus Lindholm. And
do you have three? Do you have one? You don't
it's
even
the
have
age-old
one.
Question, yeah. Ted. If you have yep. three, do you really have one? Well, you have none.
Strength in numbers. It's a triumvirate of terror. I thought Lindholm had a great year 2 years ago. Last year, what was it, the fractured kneecap? Like, he comes off the highlight of his career with the pass to Pasta in the postseason to beat the Maple Leafs in overtime. Like, oh, this is great. We're finally getting some ROI on Lindholm. And then last year, nothing. So this beefs up the defense. And yes, Andy, we were talking pre-show about how there was this inflated sense of greatness from McAvoy because, oh, he laid it all on the line. He played for America and the Four Nations, and he got hurt, and down went the season. But he really wasn't playing. He played well there for, like, a game plus, but he wasn't having the best season as well. Maybe the 6 months off, actually 7 months off for him, will do him some good, and he can return to form. If you don't have good defense and Swayman stinks, this could be a rough season.
Well, that'll be they're hanging their hat on their defense. Their hat on their goal play, and they're holding their hat on their defense.
They kind of told me that last year to start the season, too, that they were going to have high-end defense and high-end goalie play, and they had neither, and they weren't very good.
It's interesting. I mean, they talk about grit, sandpaper. They want tough guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what
the Bruin way?
Is that the what spoke wins B today?
I mean, 1972 called. They want their team back.
20 years ago. Andy, that worked 20 years ago. Does that work in today's NHL?
If you're
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good enough at it, I think anything can work. I believe in that. I don't think they're good enough at it, and I do think you need to score some goals, and it'll start with the goalie. But Dan Ball, before we wrap this up, I need to give you the opportunity to describe how you feel about the Boston Globe, the entirety of their panel, save for one, picking the Bruins to make the playoffs. They all said yes, they will be a playoff team. Thoughts, Dan Ball?
You know, in the wise words of Jack Edwards, he's such a homer, he's such a homer. that would be where I land on that. Look, I think you guys kind of nailed it. At worst, the Bruins are going to be bad, and at best, they're going to be boring. If they're going to win this year, they're going to win a lot of 2-1, 3-2 games. I'm thrilled that Morgan Geekie's back for the long term. I think he and Pastrnak found a really nice connection, so you're going to rely heavily on them. And a player to watch this year that you got in the Brandon Carlo deal is Fraser Minton. He made the roster out of camp. He's playing down the middle right now, slotted on the third line, so he's kind of the first, along with Patra and then James Hagans in the year to come, of the youth movement that's hopefully coming with the Bruins. I don't think they're making the playoffs. There are only two teams on a book that I was looking at earlier this morning that have worse over-under odds in terms of points than the Bruins this year, so nobody's overly high on them, but it's a retool. That's okay. They're allowed to be subpar given how much good hockey we've
Fraser seen. Minton looks like Timothy Chalamet's brother.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a baby.
He's an absolute young
baby.
But boy, oh boy, is he fun to watch. You're going to enjoy watching him for sure.
Real quick, your thoughts, Dan, on secondary scoring? Where's that going to come from?
Minton's certainly one of them. Victor Arvidsson is a guy who I think is due for a bounce back year. He's on a 1 year deal, did some good scoring in Nashville. But the short answer to that, Ted, is it's going to be hard to come by with this current roster construction.
Yeah. The short answer to that comes from the Twitch chat. Brett Norton says this team could go after the record for fewest scored goals in a season by a team. And if my AI Google is right, that's 181 goals over an 82-game season.
Holy cripes. A 2.2 goal average on the season?
I'm not rooting for that.
They never let a goal in.
That's true.
There you go. They can win 2.2 goals to nothing.
The other team never
scores.
They can't win.
Yeah.
It could be 0-0 every night.
The best case scenario is they win games 2-1. The worst case is they're losing 4 or 5-2. But either way, they're getting to 3 goals is going to be an accomplishment.
Do you have an early team. Dan Ball, as the puckhead extraordinaire here on the show?
Yeah.
Do you have a far too early Stanley Cup champion prediction?
Ooh, I like the Colorado Avalanche personally. I think with the McKinnon McCarr group, you can do no wrong. They figured out their goaltending. They're a fun team to watch, so I'd have them. And in the East, I'd have to get back to you. Maybe Carolina, if somebody's gonna upset the Florida Panthers.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.